Hallelujah! Glory! Glory, 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 hallelujah. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And it's a great day to die. Because if you don't die to yourself, someone's going to have to kill you. Oh, praise God. God's on the move. There's a stirring. There's a burning. There's a changing. There's a shifting. There's a preparation. There's a cleaning. There's a purifying. And there's a fire. Oh, God is on the move. And let me tell you something. If you're not in position, you'll miss it. Spiritually and physically in position. Two things it takes. You must be spiritually in position, because if you're not spiritually in position, you can't be physically in position. Amen? Vital times. There's transfer getting ready to happen. There's transfer of wealth. Transfer the anointing. There's things being transferred right now. And, you know, the enemy knows. See, the enemy knows when God's doing something. And we must become more sensitive to know that when the attack comes, that means God is trying to get something to us. People get all frustrated and freaked out and fleshed out when things begin to happen, not realizing that God is trying to get something to us. He always tries to expose your enemies through your trials and tribulations. And the reason why he wants to expose your enemy is so that you can cut its head off. Get it out of the way. So you can receive what God has for you. Because the enemy is going to try to get you out of position. He tries to bribe us. He bribes us with money. He bribes us with lust. He bribes us with popularity, he bribes us with fame. He tries to bribe us in all of these areas to try and get us out of position. He tries to promote fear to get us out of position. See, because fear will get your focus somewhere else, like on you. There's an area where when we begin to sense these struggles, what we call struggles, and it's a spirit of struggle. We've got to begin to look beyond the natural and then break through the natural so that the supernatural becomes manifested. We've got to come to a place where we trust God. Lord, I trust you. See, we must come to that place where we know he has the last say no matter what's going on in your life. He has the last say. Think about how Job felt. I mean, that guy went through hell on earth. In fact, Satan brought hell to him. But Job didn't get moved. Even his own wife came out and said, why don't you just curse God and die and get it over with? And Job said no. And what did the Lord say to the serpent, to the dragon, to Satan? He said, have you seen my servant Job? Have you considered him? Man, immediately, believe me, if every one of us was at the throne room and heard our name mentioned, we'd have said, no, 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 man, why are you mentioning me? Thank God Job wasn't at the throne room. He might have done the same thing. Lord, I thought we were brothers. I thought we were friends. I thought you're my dad. What you do is set me up. Because I love you. See, he knew that Job was an upright man. He knew that he shunned evil. Job sensed evil presence. And because he sensed evil presence, he knew that God had the last say no matter what. Because God created Lucifer, who became evil. It's amazing on how many times we don't go through that, see through it, and we get caught up in it. And we get so caught up in it, we can't hear God. The only voice we hear is the voice of the stranger. Doubt, fear, and all the other stuff. Guilt, condemnation, and all the other poop that the devil throws at us. See, we've got to begin to break through the natural to the supernatural. We've got to begin to realize that God loves us unconditionally. He has the last say no matter what's going on. And that's all he's trying to do is get something to you. More of him. A promise, a gift, dynamite, anything. He's trying to get something to you. A weapon, a strategy, another direction, a warning. See, but Job stood no matter what. And everything that Job lost was returned to him. Manyfold. Manyfold. He always knew that God had the last say. Lord, if this is what you want. Although he said, you know, I kind of feel like I wish I was never born. But you brought me into this world and you can take me out. So do with me as you wish. If this is what you choose for me today, so be it. One of the things that the ploy of the enemy is right now, you know, we talked about the change of taste. One of the things he's put it in people is a taste, and it's a bitter taste, and it's a taste of hatred. There's things that are happening right now in the world. We see so much division in this country. There's division in the government. It's almost like light and dark. It's almost like deception, righteousness and unrighteousness. There's so much of it. And the things that are on TV are promoting so much hatred and bitterness. And there are roots of bitterness, and I believe that they need to be exposed in these roots of bitterness so that we can discern these things and not get caught up into bitterness. Because bitterness will nullify everything. It nullifies everything. Has everybody got it? It's one of the most dangerous tactics that the enemy has. Is to get a person into bitterness. Bitterness will keep you out of heaven. Bitterness will remove you from your relationship with the Lord. Bitterness will kill you. It will steal from you. And it will put you into bondage. Bitterness. Bitterness is having a taste that is sharp, unpleasant, and harsh. Bitterness. And there are roots of bitterness. Turn to Deuteronomy 29. Deuteronomy 29 and verse 14. Is everybody there? Deuteronomy 29, verse 14. And let's speak it. I make this covenant and this oath, not with you alone, but with him who stands here with us today before the Lord our God, as well as with him who is not here with us today. For you know that we dwelt in the land of Egypt, Egypt meaning the world, and the ploy of the world, the ruler of darkness. And that we came through the nations which you passed by, and you saw their abominations, their idols, which were among them, wood and stone and silver and gold, so that there may not be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away today from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations. That's one of the reasons why there's judgment in this country. Because America has turned its service to idols and away from the true God. And that there may not be among you a what? Root bearing bitterness or wormwood, And so it may not happen when he hears the words of this curse that he blesses himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, even though I follow the dictates of my heart or evil heart, as though the drunkard could be included with the sober. So he's saying to us, the root-bearing bitterness will affect us tremendously. It will bring a curse. Bitterness is not only a curse, it is a demon. And it is a spirit that will eat you up. It defiles the temple of God. Bitterness defiles the temple of God. In Acts chapter 8. Acts 8 and verse 17. Hallelujah. Acts 8, verse 17. Let's speak it together. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Oh, money, the idol. Thinking that you can buy the things of God. Saying, give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said to him, your money perish with you because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this, your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Wow. Iniquity is the curse. And a curse comes upon us and then to our family line. So understand that bitterness is poison. And what happens with this poison? It means you've been bit. When a serpent bites you, it releases a venom. And when we allow that serpent to bite us, that venom is poison that's within us. And that poison feeds the spirit that's in us. And the more we hold on to bitterness, the more we hold on to these things that promote bitterness, the more that spirit gets fed. And then you don't have control over it. You react on everything that's happening instead of respond on the things. Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23. One of the major roots of bitterness is envy. Envy. Envy is one of the major roots of bitterness. Proverbs 23 and verse 17. Let's speak it together. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all day. In other words, envy is trying to come in it and get to you so it can promote bitterness. Roots of bitterness, one of them is envy. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Envy, a root of bitterness. So to overcome envy is to maintain the fear of the Lord. That's reverence, honor, and respect towards Him. And Proverbs 24 and verse 1. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. Why? Because bad company corrupts good habits. For their heart devises violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all the precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. By wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counsel there is safety and wisdom. Envious of evil individuals. In other words, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, even though they may be prosperous and wealthy. Do not be yoked with them. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So is bitterness holiness? No. Again, bitterness will prevent a person from entering the kingdom. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble. And by this, many become what? Defiled. Defiled because of what? Bitterness. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. He was what? Rejected. He could not inherit the blessing. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. In other words, he cried but never repented. And he could not receive the blessing. We're to pursue peace and overcome bitterness so that we do not become defiled. And Galatians chapter 5. Roots of bitterness. Bitterness is a promoter of the flesh. It's a promoter of the flesh. Tries to get the works of the flesh established so it can get fed. You know, one of the things we have to look at all the time is that these demons, these disembodied spirits, are looking for food. Their food is your emotions. That's how they get fed. So they are going to entice you in every and any way they can. Sorrow, bitterness. All of these areas, fear, they get fed by. And the more you feed them, the more they get stronger and they continue to overtake you. You know, if you starve something, eventually it's going to go away. Because it can't hang too long because it can't get any food. That's why there's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. One produces righteousness. One produces self-righteousness. So there's two different things. So everything must be fed to live in this realm. Everything, even you and I, must be fed to live in this realm. But we walk in two realms, so we get fed by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, so we can continue to walk in the other realm. We're to walk in two realms. We are dual citizenships. And Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murderers, drunkenness, revelries, and anything alike, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we see jealousy, envy, all of these things are associated with bitterness. In Proverbs 23, in verse 6, so if the enemy can entice you into an area of bitterness, that is a flawed belief system. Bitterness causes you to believe differently. If you are bound by bitterness, your belief system is not in order with God's belief system. So if your belief system is flawed, your perception is flawed. See, one of the things that the enemy knows that if he can get you an idol, every idol has a belief system. And it is a lie. It's a flawed belief system. That flawed belief system will cause you to perceive things incorrectly. Always does and always will. In Proverbs 23 and verse 6, it says, do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. So as you think, so you become. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. Again, as a man thinks, so he is. So if the enemy can get that seed where bitterness is being planted, a root of bitterness, oh, he can manipulate you. Where your perception is flawed. You'll think everybody's against you. You'll be suspicious. You'll have fear. All of these things is what promotes and feeds bitterness. And it's the fruit of it because now you can't see correctly. You can't hear correctly. And bitterness carries a voice, and it's a very strong voice. In James chapter 3. In verse 13. Let's speak it together. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that this work, that his works are done in meekness of wisdom. But if you have what? Bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Remember, bitterness is always going to combat against truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So you can be sure that confusion will be one of its fruits of its presence. An individual that's always up and down, there's bitterness there. Confusion. Never know which way they're going. Self-seeking. Pride. Again, this is the wisdom of pride that promotes bitterness. And one of the ways it uses it by the use of offense. People are easily offended. See, offense feeds pride. People are easily offended, carry bitterness. that promotes a harsh conduct. Philippians chapter 1. You know, individuals that carry a lot of vengeance or always want revenge, when they say, oh, revenge is sweet, it's because a spirit of bitterness gets fed. Philippians chapter 1. Is everybody there? In verse 8. Let's speak it, please. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you and all with affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in the knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without what? Offense. Till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Oh, hallelujah. Without offense. Why? Because offense is a root of bitterness. In Romans 16. Hallelujah. In Romans 16. In verse 17. 16:17. Let's speak it, please. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learn, and avoid them. Why? Because they carry the demon of bitterness. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly or themselves, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all, therefore I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Hallelujah. Those who cause divisions and strife harbor bitterness. And in this, it is one of the roots of self-righteous. Self-righteous. In Jude 16... Jude 16. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. These are what? Grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. They mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. In other words, they are not in relationship. They're not being led by the Spirit. They're being led by a demon. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And then some have compassion, making a distinction. On the others, with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. One of the things about bitterness, there's something associated with bitterness, and it's called fear. fear. Because anger is also associated with bitterness. These are roots of bitterness. Fear can become a root of bitterness. And the Bible tells us something very vitally important in 2 Timothy chapter 1. In verse 6, he says, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." In verse 7, "For God has not given us a what? Spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Listen, let me share something with you vitally important. When that spirit of bitterness is there, it not only defiles us, but it nullifies. Because one of the things of the roots of bitterness is fear. And fear will nullify a sound mind because it brings confusion, doesn't it? It will nullify fear, it will nullify love because it promotes hatred. And it will nullify the power of God and produce the flesh power. All because of these spirits. And they're looking to be fed. That's all they're doing, is looking to be fed. And Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. You know, with fear, which is one of the roots of bitterness, not only does it cause a person to become suspicious, but that voice tells them that people are out to harm them. They're out to harm me. Everybody's out to harm me. And that's because of the presence of bitterness. In Ephesians chapter 4, in verse 25, "Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another." It says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath." Now listen, so many times, listen, things are going to happen. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get angry. But you can't allow it to turn into bitterness. You can't allow it to place a deep root in us. Look, at not everything's going to go your way. Poor baby. The woe was me syndrome. People pout. Let me tell you, pouting will turn into bitterness. Complaining and grumbling will turn into bitterness. These are all roots of bitterness. Child, when they're younger, if you've ever been abused, it causes bitterness. Rejection will cause bitterness. Even lack. You know, people get angry with God because they didn't get what they prayed for. And they become bitter. Somebody's might have taken advantage of you at some time or whatever. Listen. You can't allow it to become bitter. Why? Because who has the last say? God does, doesn't he? It says, "Be angry and don't sin, and don't let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give what? Place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him who labor working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who is in need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all" what? "Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving." Say what? Forgiving. Oh my gosh. "Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." bitterness. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Again, another root of bitterness is anger. 1 Corinthians 13. The Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear. Maintaining the love of God is essential. You can't maintain the love of God if you're not maintaining the fear of God. And that's reverence, honor, and respect. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, let's read it together. Love does what? Love suffers long and is kind. Okay, that's the love of God, isn't it? I haven't seen the devil walk in love yet. Love does not what? Envy. Isn't envy a root of bitterness? Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Oh, if there's a harsh conduct, there's bitterness, isn't there? Does not seek its own, selfishness. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. They're out to get me. That's not the love of God. Does not rejoice in iniquity or vengeance, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. That's the love of God. That's a total different than bitterness, isn't it? Bitterness promotes hatred, but love is from above, and bitterness is from beneath. Bitterness will promote mistrust. Bitterness is promoted by Satan's kingdom. It releases an evil scent of emotion that feeds demons. I got a few things that I believe that we need to do. The first thing we must do is forgive. Forgive. You know, sometimes they say, I forgive you, but they don't forgive themselves. You must forgive yourself. So you play the idiot. Hallelujah. Who hasn't? But you got to still forgive yourself. So you got deceived. You bit the bait. Okay, spit it out. Forgive yourself and go forward. Don't let bitterness get its root. We must forgive and remove the emotional attachments of all the people, places, and things that have been associated with bitterness in our life. The second thing we must do is cast our care upon God and return the responsibility of the burden to Him. See, because if you carry the burden, you're carrying bitterness. An excessive burden will become bitter. The third thing we need to do is thank God for the good things He's done already. And stop looking for what He hasn't done yet. Thank Him for what He's done. The fourth thing we must do is remember not every circumstance in your life that was attached to bitterness is the exact same thing again, though it seems similar. It doesn't mean it's the exact same thing. Has everybody got it? Again, not every circumstance attached to bitterness is the exact. It could be similar, but it's not the exact. The fifth thing, very vital. Bitterness is a resentful attitude. Bitterness is a resentful attitude that promotes manipulation and this manipulation is used to achieve the motive of entitlement. I'm going to say this again. Bitterness is a resentful attitude, and it promotes manipulation to achieve the motive of entitlement. Everybody owes me. Has everybody got it? Its purpose is to achieve the motive of entitlement, because somehow, somewhere in their life, they lacked or whatever it may be, or they've been brought up in that arena of entitlement. You know, when we begin to look at it, our government promotes bitterness. It promotes bitterness. Why? Because the world system is ruled by Satan's kingdom. Its purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. It's trying to implement and fulfill and achieve the motive of entitlement. See, if it can achieve that, it knows it can take it too. See, bitterness feeds demonic forces. These demons, what will happen is the more bitter, more hatred, more of this that occurs, that means that the more demons will be released from hell. Think about how many demons we've released from hell ourselves. Go ahead, keep complaining. Go ahead, keep working in the flesh. Go ahead, maintain bitterness and unforgiveness. The devil is using us in any way he can to release demons from hell. And that's what's happening right now. Hatred, fear. What's the future like? What's this? Covetousness. All of these things are feeding demons. The more and more that it's happening, the more and more demonic activity will come from hell. Because they have to be drawn. And they are being drawn from hell now. That's why things are going to get worse. Because there's more demonic forces right now. And the last thing I want to talk about in bitterness, of course, it is a demon. It also is one that protects self and promotes pride. Pride. And it's one of the main pride in that is one of the main fruits of offense. A fruit of pride is offense. And I want to close at Philippians 4. Is everybody okay? You may be thinking, well, that's me. Good. Then you know that you got a spirit of bitterness. And you need to forgive, forget, move on, and bless. Sever the emotional attachment because it's certainly getting fed. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord anytime. Always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice and let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. So is the Lord going to be at hand with somebody who's walking in bitterness? No. In fact, he steps away from that person. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to man. Did you ever notice somebody who's anxious is usually bitter? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these things do. and the God of peace will be with you. Roots of bitterness. It's time to recognize him because it's promoting more and more and more. And it's causing demons to be released from hell. That's why there'll be a world war. And we're leading to it. There's more hatred and bitterness on this planet than there's ever been. And we're getting closer and closer. So we must stand in the love of Christ, in the presence of Christ, in the truth of Christ. And don't let anything become an idol in our lives. Nothing. What good is it to gain the things of the world and lose your soul? Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed, and we thank you for the warning and the exposure of our enemy. We repent for any associations with bitterness. We break and lose ourselves from all emotional attachments of the spirit of bitterness and all its roots. And every root of bitterness that's been placed within us, we command those roots to wither and die and curse them in the name of Jesus. And break and loose us from all promotional seeds and motives of bitterness in any way whatsoever, that we may be free from hatred, anger, and jealousy, and rage, and the works of the flesh, and be filled with the love of Christ that expresses a sound mind, love, and power in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.